but it's rich. It's really rich. And some of it's sandy loam, and some of it have clay and all.
Any other kinds of what, like, that sandy loam, that you said that was real, what? That's very
fertile. Now, black land is fertile, too.
Oh, it is?
Black land is fertile. Have you ever gone out to West Texas, where they, and going into Denver? The land is black, and they have equipment I've never seen before plowing out there. And then they irrigate.
They do?
Yeah, they irrigate, and they have those sprinkles on. And when the sun hits that water, it's beautiful, just passing, you know, going. When you, I go out by bus to Denver sometimes, and you should see that land. You haven't seen any farming land there. You're going out to Denver and out in West Texas. Cotton grow, well, in California they have cotton that grow 5 and 6. Oh, tall cotton. I've never seen any in Texas. It's taller than some I saw in California.
That's tall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is there any land around here with has water stands on it all the time?
All that I know of is in the little branches. They have branches where the water runs, you know, but I don't know, little ponds, sometimes you have a little small pond.
Well, I mean, just a wet place, you know, just a little. What's the big thicket?
I have to ask my husband about that.
How far is it from here?
Big thicket is quite a distance. And he has been in the big thicket.
Who's that?
My husband has.
Oh, he has?
It was those Jocko boys. They went out to the big thicket.
Does anybody live there?
Yes, there is somebody that lives there in part of that big thicket. I read an article about that last year. The most beautiful flowers and things grow there you ever saw. I've seen it on TV. They've showed pictures of it on TV also. All colors and all kinds and the things that grow there nowhere else that they know of grow.
That's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's just beyond your imagination.
Why does no one live there?
It's such a thicket. But now they are going in there and kind of taming some of it, kind of going to make use of it. I had an article about that last year.
Well,
and somebody's being paid to go in there, and I think the government, the state government or what, but somebody's being paid and live there, and they're making money out of it.
They manage it?
Yeah, they have a manager there, and to go and go through that big thicket, I think you pay a fee.
Is it a swamp?
I really don't know.
Well, what is a swamp? What's that word?
Swamp. That's the land where it's wet and swampy and all like that. But they said it's the most beautiful things that grow there, flowers and things. There's nowhere else.
Is it a swamp that has trees?
Well, it could. Yeah, some swamps have trees.
Does the big thicket have trees?
Oh, yes. It says trees of all kinds. You've never seen any trees like them there. They say there are trees and flowers and plants there that nowhere else in Texas, in the big thicket.
So I'll have to go there then.
Oh, you should. You really should.
Well,
my husband was trying to tell me about it, and those Jocko boys.
Yeah.